Yeah. Oh yeah.
I gotta admit, I like this song.
It works for us. Eventually, we're gonna have to do something new, but this works.
We're gonna write our own song. It's gonna be totally awesome. Anyway, welcome to episode 2 of Airsoft School. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And today we're going to be talking about airsoft and sniping. Lots of people think that's impossible to snipe in airsoft because airsoft, you only have, like, you know, you got your FPS limits. Some fields don't let you snipe because of FPS limits, and some, they don't care. Like, our field.
Because really, if you've got a spring or a bolt-action rifle and there's an FPS limit of, like, 300 on the field, there's no point to using a bolt. You just way better off using an AK or something.
So, there is a difference between airsoft sniping and designated marksman and ambush sniper, and we're all going to talk about that a little bit. So, you know, people are saying, well, airsoft sniping is stupid because all the guns shoot 350, 400 FPS, and it's no different than a regular gun, other than the fact that the rate of fire is incredibly slow.
I mean, yeah, you have accuracy perks, but...
Sometimes the gun is literally no better than an AEG, and so why not put 20 rounds a second downfield rather than one?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that's a good question. I hope you have an answer, because I don't.
I hope I have an answer, too. Neither of us are snipers. I would like to be, but I can't afford it, because I already have my AEG set up.
He's a wannabe.
Yeah, I'm a sniper wannabe. But there are a couple snipers on our team. They all have jobs and are working and or at college, and so we couldn't get them on the show.
Yeah,
go figure. I'm sitting here.
They actually have two different types of tactics, but we'll get into that.
Yeah. So I think the first thing we need to talk about is weapon loadout.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. First, most importantly, go out and get a gun.
What kind of gun, Kyle?
Well, anything that'll shoot like 9,000 FPS and, you know, can totally, like, break skin.
Yeah, that'd really be awesome. Okay.
So, literally, though, or...
Well, one of our friends is trying to get a sniper rifle, and he's talking about, what is it, 500 FPS? Somewhere in there.
It all depends on where you're playing.
And we kind of have a limit of 400, but he's a smart player, and so he'll be able to handle himself, and we have guidelines... that we'll get into later, too.
I think the first thing you need to do when you're deciding, you know, what kit loadout you're going to start out with, a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to be a sniper, and so they get all the sniper stuff, and they realize that they're really, really bad at it, and then they're pretty much stuck.
Yeah.
Like, well, maybe I'm not such a good sniper, so... I have no show notes and have no idea what we're saying.
Where in the world are you going? Okay, so one of the things you'll have to look at first is the FPS, just because...
Remember what I was saying.
I mean, that's like the first requirement, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And then you can get into
check
accuracy, gun design, if you want a specific type of gun, specific look.
Yeah. And just because, you know, you think you're a good shot at something doesn't mean that you're going to necessarily make a great sniper. It takes a lot of patience, and especially in airsoft, it takes a lot of brains.
Yeah, the whole battlefield needs good shots. It's just that snipers have a specific role, specific
tactic style. So if you like going around and shooting and killing things without getting shot, you may think, oh, I'm going to be a sniper, but that's not necessarily the case.
So what is a sniper then?
Sniper is somebody who, in my opinion, is someone who has patience. A lot of patience and... a lot of practice.
Yeah. Well, you can't say a lot of practice because people have to learn how to be snipers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in order to snipe airsoft sniping, you're going to need a gun that'll shoot accurately over 50 yards is a good point.
Are you kidding? The benchmark is 100. I mean, like... 50 to 100 on a DMR or anything like that.
Well, you know, a basic sniper rifle.
Well, yeah. Get a sniper rifle, it's going to be pretty accurate.
It all depends. We have a small field, so you really don't need to be shooting over 150 yards. However, it's always nice.
Yeah.
But,
so. The I mentioned DMR. One of the there are a lot of main differences to a DMR. One of them is people who are DMRs normally have guns that are classified as DMR, which is normally an automatic assault rifle, high power, high rate of fire, good accuracy.
And DMR stands for designated marksman rifle.
Yes.
So
you aren't a DMR, but...
A DMR, which is, that sounds insulting. You're such a DMR. Anyway, wow. Anyway, a DMR is a person that will go around with a squad, and he'll usually cover the back flank, and then when they come into fire, he'll place very well-placed shots, basically. He's... the kind of the shooter of the team.
Doesn't he kind of perform a flank too?
Yeah, usually a designated marksman will go and he'll go do what's called ghost flanking. You know, when you're flanking somebody, sometimes you make a lot of noise, and the ghost flankers train in moving from a dynamic level, which, you know, shots fired, cover me, reloading, and all this yelling and screaming. They can switch from that dynamic mode into a stealth mode to sneak around and try and eliminate their enemies from the sides.
Yeah, normally the point man will do the first. He'll kind of get the heavy assault, or whoever your
yeah, they'll lay down a base of fire
that ends up doing the base fire thing. Then the point man will flank, and then the DMR would I guess he could go either way, kind of support the assault or flank the other side, almost a weak side flank type thing.
And so, whereas a sniper, he'll, you know, go out on his own and set up in a specific area, either to assault an individual position or cover an area. If he's on a defensive side, he'll go and set up in, like, a corner or wherever he wants to and cover a certain area with his sniper rifle, which is really effective because it only takes one person to hold down a lot of guys if you're a good sniper, if you know what you're doing.
Yeah. So now that we've differentiated between DMR and sniper, let's go into the sniper's role a bit.
I really wish we had our snipers with us, because now I don't feel like an idiot.
Oh, Kyle, we can manage. We can do this.
We can do this. All right, it's going to be a rough episode, because neither of us are snipers. I'm a wannabe sniper.
I hate snipers with a passion. Why? It's because they kill me. So,
because you can't beat a you can't kill what you can't see, right?
Yeah, really. So. Yeah, you wanted to do this. You're supposed to be the know-how here.
Well, yeah, I didn't really do my research. I watched TV and played video games instead.
That's classic us. Computers and airsoft.
Yeah, so. We're chair softers at this point. There's a lot of snow out, and I haven't played in weeks, and so my airsoft knowledge has just like been flushed out.
Okay, so we need to get back on topic. We have to get some sort of good information out of this podcast.
Omit what you have previously heard. It's worthless. No, not all of it. Take bits and pieces.
So, sniper tactics. Snipers are normally the lone soldier, almost like a lone wolf type person.
Yeah, sometimes they'll have a spotter setting up a position.
Yeah, but that's kind of classy.
Yeah, I'm going to take all the cliches out right now. Practice your stealth. Practice your marksmanship.
Yeah, that's...
Practice your communication. Lots of people... When they're snipers, they'll say, "Oh, I'm gonna snipe," and so they go snipe, and then you don't hear from them for the rest of the game.
The great thing about a sniper is if they do their job right, and if they're in the right spot at the right time, they know where most of the other people are, and if you send that intel back to the rest of your squad, it'll help them so much just keeping tabs on all the opposing forces.
Yeah, you'll remember when we played that large game of like 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
We had some guys from different towns and stuff. We had our sniper set up on a hilltop. He ended up taking out all the enemies because they weren't that great.
That was a boring game.
Yeah, that was really boring. But on the other hand, if the opposing team, no offense if they're listening, because you never know when they might be. If the opposing team was any good at playing, they hadn't played in like a long time, so give them that. But if they were any good at what they're playing, then we actually knew where they were at all times before we even got to them.
It's just it was such an open field.
Like we got into the game and our sniper was already telling us where we were and we were setting up counter flanks. But by then he shot everybody.
He's fast.
He's a designated marksman. He's not really a sniper. He's more of a designated marksman. He'll stick with our team, and he'll set up in a position to support our squad directly, whereas supporting the team is, I think, the difference between a designated marksman and a sniper, really, is that a sniper will go out and he'll support the team towards victory, and a designated marksman will support his squad or his area of people.
That kind of works. It's like the squad's personal sniper, almost.
Yeah, and everything that we say, I mean, snipers are so personalized, it's kind of hard to put a thumb and say, this is what a sniper is.
Yeah. But what a sniper does is,
he goes out and kills things.
Okay.
Not necessarily. Back when we played laser tag, we had our recon sniper. Anyway, we were playing a night game, and what we did was we had all four of our guys sit around in a circle and talk to each other while our recon sniper went out, 10 minutes later came back, and then we formulated a plan. He didn't do any shooting.
I just remember that. The recon guy. Okay, so tactics. If you're a sniper, if you're out on the field by yourself, what do you do?
If you are a sniper, the first thing you want to do is find out what position you want to set up in to where you have the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Never sacrifice, you know, say, oh, here's a really good spot, but I don't have a really good shooting position. Or here's a really good shooting position, but I'm standing out in the open. Never sacrifice anything for anything else. You got to find that. Practice finding that balance where you predict where they're going to come from or where they're going to be, and then find a place of cover and good firing at the same time. And that takes a lot of, you know, just practice, really.
Yeah, really experience, figure out what works for you and what doesn't. You want to look for a good
if you're getting angle, shot, it doesn't work for you. Try something else.
What is it? Angle of vision, basically. So you can... you can see a wide angle. What?
Field of vision.
Yeah, field of vision. So you can see a wide angle, and you, it's better for recon if it's open. It can give you a good shot if they're within range. You when shooting, when engaging someone, you have to know what you can do and what you can't do. If you can't do it, and you take the shot, you could be out, and your team could be in so much trouble because of that. And if there's four or five of them, you have a couple options. You could take one out and run. Or let them pass and wait for better opportunity and take them off one by one when they don't see where it's coming from. Yeah. Which kind of gets us into the ambush sniper.
You got to use your field of, your own judgment when you're a sniper. It takes a lot of judgment and, like I said, patience. Because if you see a guy coming around a corner, you're like, oh, shoot! And then you shoot him and come to find out he's a point man for a 12-man squad.
Yeah.
And then you're a little...
Yeah, so it's really good to figure out what you're getting into first. One of our guys that I hate playing with him just because he always does this is he will shoot and run. Even if he doesn't hit anyone, he will run, and he will run far, and so you have to track him down again. It gives him the advantage so that he can be the first one to shoot again, but it makes for a long game.
Yeah, shoot and retreat.
Yeah, it really works well because you can shoot, tag someone, get out of there, rehide yourself.
Yeah, so along that note, we both find snipers annoying because our snipers happen to be really good.
And we're not snipers.
All right, so they say the best way to defeat your enemy is to know him. I think they as in, what's that Chinese guy that has all the military tactics? Anyway.
I know exactly who you're thinking about.
Yeah, anyway, you guys know who we're thinking about too because you're all Googling Chinese army dude right now. Wow. Anyway.
Oops.
People's Liberation Army on Wikipedia was the primary search. It's not going to be in there because he's like 1911. Anyway.
That name escapes me. I totally know it.
Okay.
Some Wu or something.
Anyway. Sound like that. Anyway. You guys can Google him and find him or whatever. So, and some of you guys decided already by our annoying ramblings that snipering is going to be too much work for you, and you're going to say, well, I'm going to be assault, but all my friends are snipers, and they're going to, you know, see me coming up the hill as an assault person. How do we counter a sniper, and we've had to deal with a lot with that when we're playing, because we got a lot of guys that like
Sun Tzu. S-U-N-T-Z-U. Sorry.
Okay. So that's it.
That is your useful information for the day, unless you knew that, which probably most of you did. I'm feeling stupid now, so.
Okay. So, how do you counter snipers?
From what I've learned, you have to be quick on your toes. You have to, I mean, this is for point man stuff, because it's their job to set, kind of trigger the ambush. You have to kind of predict where they'd go, but be ready for anything, where they'd hide. Try and take unpredictable paths, but mostly they will still get the first shot on you, because they're so hard to see sometimes. And when they do, you have to get cover really quick and just be evasive so that you don't get hit. If you get hit, your team's in trouble. So, I mean, the biggest thing about ambush, what I've learned, is you have to get them to fire. But you have to get them to fire a bad shot. You have to set yourself in a spot so that if they try and fire, they will most likely miss.
And I think a lot of that has to do with is if you're in a squad of, say, four guys and you're going up against a single sniper who is really good, you have to keep moving. As soon as you stop, you give him the advantage, because he's already stopped prone and probably has his gun, like, right trained on your body.
Yeah.
So as soon as you stop, you're giving him the advantage. So the key is to keep moving. And I think, you know, you don't want to move too fast so you miss him and he shoots you from behind, but you want to move fast enough to where if he sees you and you're moving fast, he's going to think that now is his only chance to shoot, and he shoots and misses.
Yeah, that's the key, is just to get him to shoot first and make a mistake. You have to make him make the first mistake.
And so, you know, if you think you might see him, and if you're a point man, and you think you might see or hear something, and you tell your team to stop, and if you stop for too long, it's going to be too late.
He'll know that you know he's there, too.
And, you know, you do want to stop eventually, but you don't want to stop moving. You want to stop your body, so if you're like there's leaves on the ground or twigs or whatever, you want to stop for about 2 or 3 seconds. Stop, look, listen.
Drop and roll.
And then keep moving.
Yeah. One thing that I personally like to do is kind of clear sections, designate sections in your mind and try and clear them for snipers. And you don't want to be walking up in the middle if you don't know where the sniper's at. You want to try and cover your flank, whether it's a natural boundary or just a game boundary or whatever. Run that side and sweep your way off that boundary. So,
yeah. Our problem is that we play on a giant hill, and so if you're on the bottom, if there's a sniper at the top, you have nowhere to run because you're already at the bottom, and you can't make a hasty retreat downhill, and you can't get a cover firing position from uphill if you're already at the top.
It's a big enough hill that you could evade.
Yeah, I mean, you usually when you're going against somebody, you want to stay somewhere in the middle, but not dead center.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So, is there anything useful these people can learn?
Uh-huh.
That sniper. Well, and like from what I've said, if you're a sniper, the point man is gonna try and make you make the mistake. Be patient. Know when you have to get out. Is a big thing.
Yeah. So never shoot the first guy. I was playing thinking it was Modern Warfare 2 with a friend. We were playing a co-op game, and what we did was there was three guys that were walking along. I was sniping, okay?
I'm giving him the look. This is a computer game.
I was sniping. I was still sniping. And this is going to apply to real life. Not as much. But you want to shoot the back guy first, because the first thing that the guy's going to do when they're sneaking through and the guy in the back says, out, you're going to think, oh, I got shot from the back because my back guy is out. And so he's not going to know where you shot from necessarily, unless you're using bright orange fluorescent BBs and he sees one whiz by his head and shoot his friend in the face.
Yeah, well, sound. I mean, if you get a good sniper rifle, that's another thing you want to look for. You want a quiet rifle, because the sound will give you away the most, more than anything else.
And, even, you know, if you have a really good sniper rifle, let's say it's gas-powered, gas isn't necessarily very quiet.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
So, when you have your rifle, you're going to want to camouflage it. You're going to want to muffle the sound with a ghillie, camouflage, burlap, anything that you can get to break up the outline and maybe muffle the sound a little.
Good luck, though.
Yeah, it's not going to, like, make it totally quiet, but...
If you've got... I mean, if you like... Really? Okay. Well, if you like taking your guns apart, and if it's a bolt...
All right, my cell phone's ringing.
It's going to have a piston. It's going to have a piston and a cylinder. And you might look this mod up online, but one thing I found out you can do is actually get a rod and basically weld it to a metal piston head. And so when it goes into the cylinder head, it creates an air brake. If you're not tech savvy, then don't try it, I guess, is all I can think. I am now hosting alone. This is not fun. I don't know where I'm going. I could take a break by hitting the stop button.
So what have we covered so far?
Well, I was just trying to go over that when I determined that we haven't covered that much.
Yeah, like I said, maybe for episode 2 is a bad idea to start by doing something we knew very little about.
That was my opinion.
Other than counter sniper techniques.
Yeah, I'm not the head honcho, I'm just the younger brother.
As far as airsoft goes, we have a fairly good understanding of counter sniper techniques because we deal with snipers all the time.
Yeah, I got a lot of work to do on that.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
And so let's say you're walking through the forest and you see a sniper, all right, no matter how, or a sniper shoots at you, no matter how good you are at counter sniper evasion, you get in a firefight with a sniper. And the sniper's going to take one shot, kill one person, and take off running. And then you're going to run after him. And then while you're running out in the open, he's going to take another firing position, shoot, run off, and hide. So how do you eliminate a sniper who is doing that?
Well, I think one of the best things that can happen, if he's not doing that, if he just gets himself bogged down in a firefight, you're golden. But if he keeps on running off, one of the best things to do would be unpredictable by going off to a flank. But you have to go wide because he'll be expecting, he could expect you to go straight or just off either flank. You don't really want to travel alone because then if you get hit, you're one man down and your team's not anywhere closer to tagging the other guy down. Always move in a pair at least. You want to be careful. Another option is if you're playing against other people, just go for someone else. Don't pick a fight with them.
Wait for them to come back to you.
Yeah, make them move. But if they are the last person, or maybe it's just a game where the goal is just to take out the sniper, get them to fire, get their flank. If they shoot at you, what happens to me a lot of time is when they shoot at me or someone else, I duck down, but no one ever gives me any information on where they are. And if you know where they are and if you know they start running, you can take off after them. That's dangerous because they could lead you into an ambush. But if they do this a couple times, there's a good chance. Or that if you know where the rest of them are. Yeah. If you know where the rest of the operation or the oppositional force is, then you could charge after him and try and get the advantage so you know where he's at. If you haven't seen anyone else yet and he kind of makes himself known to you and runs off, takes a bad shot or whatever, you can almost guarantee it's going to be an ambush.
Yeah. And
from the other team.
You know, And what Ryan's saying is good airsoft technique. We don't ever fight with real guns in real life like our army guys do.
That wouldn't work.
But, it wouldn't work in real life. So we aren't using real life tactics. We're explaining to you, to the best of our ability, what we have learned while playing airsoft.
Yeah. Not that we're gurus or anything.
We're guru wannabe chair softers because it's snowing outside and we haven't played in how many weeks?
Way to make my life more pathetic.
It's like,
it has been months. No joke. That snow is not relented.
It's awful. We live out in Colorado up in the mountains.
Well, we said that last time, didn't we?
I think so.
I don't think we moved yet.
Well, so. In the valley and the mountains on the western side. Well,
we live in snow.
Yeah, pretty much. In the winter time, it gets kind of drab, and so we start making podcasts.
You know what's great?
About what?
This podcast could be over before the U.S. Olympic hockey game starts. That is great. We are coming to a close because we are running out of things to say.
Yep.
So, I'll just kind of start my closing remarks. Join us next time for a topic that's better and that we both know more about.
Something like a position where we've actually played or have somebody else.
Yeah, I'm thinking
else.
Squad movements would be a good one.
Yeah.
We all have to do that.
If you want, you can, you know, drop a comment, leave a suggestion.
We like comments.
Tell us never to do sniping stuff again because none of us are snipers and we don't have any quotable sources for you.
Yeah, at least we'd know you guys are listening, so...
You guys are stupid. You don't know what you're saying.
I seriously bet that most of the people that are on there just go and subscribe to every podcast they can. I don't know why they would, but...
Well, what I do is I'll, like, type in the word Airsoft and then just subscribe to everything that says Airsoft and then delete things later. So we'll probably... You know, we had, like, 23 listeners. We'll probably drop down to, like, 10.
You shouldn't have said that. New people who are listening will think this is lame because we only have 23 people.
23 at episode 2. That's not entirely too bad, but considering I like, posted it all over my Facebook page and everywhere else I possibly could, and so...
You have how many Facebook friends? None of them are Airsofters, really, though.
I have 4 Facebook friends.
You have, like, 250-something.
And some people are like, oh, that's not very many.
Yeah, and if you want to become friends with us on Facebook...
Yeah, we have a Facebook page up. I try and keep it updated.
Oh, it's the actual podcast page?
Yeah, I actually have a podcast page.
What's it called?
Airsoft School.
Airsoft School. Okay, remember that.
I'll post a link on our page, hopefully. I think I already have somewhere.
Maybe he'll let me be a moderator.
No. Anyway, so we got a Facebook page. Check us out there. Leave us a comment on our line, on our podcast page.
Wherever you want, really.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think that just about does it. We hope we gave you some sort of...